Our next two friend testants are here. Quinta Brunson is an actor and writer who achieved online fame with her YouTube and Instagram series, The Girl Who's Never Been on a Nice Date. Since then, she's appeared on a Black Lady sketch show and iZombie. Her new book of essays is called She Memes Well. And Taylor Guerin has been an editor on humor sites like The Onion and Reductress. She's co-authored the new book, Look, I Bought Plants and Other Poems About Life and Stuff, and she wrote and directed the movie As of Yet, which she also starred in with Quinta. Quinta Taylor, welcome to Ask Me Another.
So happy to be here.
Hello. Hey. Thank you for having us.
So, you know, one thing I just wanted to start with, Taylor, you have a movie that just premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival, yeah. As of Yet, that you wrote and directed and you starred in with Quinta.
I sure did.
Yeah. So I imagine you knew each other before that project.
We did. Yeah. We've been friends for a while. Mm-hmm. And when it came time to making this film, the way that we were going to shoot it was contactless. Like, yeah. We did most of the shooting via, you know, FaceTime or in a Zoom chat. And so the conversations I felt were going to be missing kind of the coaching and the kind of experience that you get when you're in person with other actors, you know, and like that sure. rehearsal and such. And so I was like, I feel like I have enough friends who are also actors who I can, you know, get to be a part of this film and also already have chemistry with, so that we don't have to worry about like the chemistry missing digitally and virtually.
Right.
And I think we did it.
Yeah, true. That's really cool. It feels nice to be able to be part of things like that with my friends. It seems like something that was previously like only really reserved for the pinnacle white guys, where like you just pop up and be in your friend's thing and all of a sudden like that thing is popping. So it feels right. really cool to be yeah. a part of that. I don't know. It's awesome.
And Quinta, you have a book out right now called She Memes Well.
Yes.
Right. Because you became famous from Instagram.
Yes.
An early Instagram.
Famous like, with quotes.
Famous birth. Yeah, you say famous. I know. Because in your book, you talk about being halfway recognizable as a Instagram star. What does that mean, halfway recognizable?
Well, I think with the internet, it's debatable about whether or not you're famous, right? And some people have just walked up to me and given me a hug right away, which I doubt they would do to like, I don't know, to like, I think there's a level of distance between people and like TV or movie stars.
Mm, for sure.
But for me, people have just straight up picked me up because they look at me in a different way. It's a different.
I don't like that.
Feels like people
I don't like
should
that
not
at
be
all.
Doing that. Actually.
I don't like that. I don't like it not
what
one
What is it
bit.
With people having to pick other people up? You know, it's a thing.
I also, you know, this is just a quick aside. I also was just thinking that I was a child actor when I was very young, and had that kind of brush with like fame in that way, where it was like, yeah, I was on a show called Zoom when I was younger, and it's like,
you were on Zoom.
I know, right?
She says a show called Zoom. Like
a show called Zoom. Have you heard of it?
Half people, I'll be like, "Oh, I was on Zoom," and they'll be like, "Okay." And I'll be half the other people, like, "Oh, I was on Zoom."
That's crazy.
What? Oh my god!
But, yeah. You also, Taylor. You also in your kids' stardom, you were a dancer with Yo Gabba Gabba.
Do you know what's funny is that it says that on my IMDb page, and I do not know how it got there because I have never been associated with Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, that's hilarious! Someone just added that to your page.
Yeah, they also added CBeebies, and people have, and which I have. I think it's a kids show in the UK, and so I've like talked to people, and they're like, "Oh my god, like I remember you," and I'm like, "No, you don't."
But why?
I have
is this
no,
strange?
I have no, maybe they confused me with somebody else, which honestly. It's a rare thing for, you know, a Black actress to be confused with a different Black actress. So I don't know if that was actually it.
It's so unusual to find something on the internet that's not factually
correct. Not true.
Correct.
I know.
But now that I know you can do that to IMDb, I'm going to really, I have some work to do.
Yeah.
Online.
I was also on CBeebies and Zoom. Yeah. And you got to go.
We got to get that wall up.
All right. We have a couple great games. Are you ready to play some games?
Very excited.
Let's do it.
All right. So with our first game, you know, the saying goes, if NPR is reporting on a trend, it's already over. So this is about a little something called TikTok. which of course is an app where people spend hours and hours sharing and watching short videos. And many of the videos use music and sound effects borrowed from television shows. So we're going to quiz you on some of the most reused sounds on TikTok. Mm. We're going to play a sound and then you just tell us the TV show it came from.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
So we're going to go back and forth. Quinta, this first one is for you. Here's your first clip.
Do you want to form an alliance with me?
Absolutely, I do.
Good. Good. Excellent.
The Office. Come on. Come on, guys.
Come on. The Office. Come on.
Give me a challenge.
Seriously.
Right?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Take that, everyone who said liking The Office is not a personality. It just won me a trivia competition on NPR.
That's right.
So.
Like, right. You know what? I love the attitude of someone who's answered one question and has assumed they've won.
That's how I live my life, y'all.
You're going to celebrate the small victory.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't,
I mean, things are looking really good for you right now.
Exactly.
All right, Taylor, here's one for you.
Yeet, yeet, skirt, yeet, yeet, skirt, 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 roll up, yeet, drop that, yeet, skirt that, yeet, pop that, yeet, hey, hey.
Okay, I actually do think I know this one, and I've seen one episode of the show. Is it? Is it, it's the Little Dicky Show, right? What's it called?
That's, no? That okay. is hilarious that you called that, Dave. That is so
I have seen the first, the intro scene of Dave, and I know they're in a music studio, and there's a rapper there. So I was like, oh, yeah.
okay.
Do you have any hints, Quinta?
Can you know what I it is, right, Quinta? Yeah, sure.
I do know what it is. It's from a long-running comedy variety show that airs on one of the major broadcasting
the weekend.
Networks.
On a weekend night.
On a weekend night.
A weekend night.
And they don't pre-record it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. pretty good.
Friday night?
Friday night lights.
That's right.
Yes!
Friday night lights. That's right. So that sketch was Pete Davidson and host Timothy Chalamet. Parodying rappers who learned about rap from TikTok.
Ah, okay. This is like kind of, it's like a, it's an Ouroboros of sorts.
Yes, it is an Ouroboros, yes.
Yeah, I try to use that word in my daily life at least once per day. And so I thank you guys for giving me the opportunity.
Wow. I yeah. All right. Quinta, this next one is for
you. Yes, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Okay. That is SpongeBob, correct?
Yeah. That's it.
100%.
Yeah. That's right. And I like the bow. Listeners. There was a bow.
Remember when I won earlier? Now I just keep winning. Y'all see how I keep bringing that energy?
She won mine too, really. So
it's true. Yeah. Really dominating so far.
Right. That is a remix of music from SpongeBob. It's been used in more than 2.5 million TikTok videos.
It's pretty good. Whenever I hear that sound on a TikTok, I stay for the whole TikTok.
For sure.
I do like it. Yeah.
All right, Taylor, this is for you.
Stop playing. Please.
You're so happy right now. I've never seen someone on this show so happy.
Those sounds isolated are so dumb. They get me every time. Uh-huh.
Yeah, take that, John Williams.
Taylor?
I think this is also maybe a specific to me trauma response, and I want to say Hannah Montana, and it's only because she's just on my brain right now. Wait, was I right?
You should say it.
Yeah,
I was right, and I should say it. Yeah. Okay, so.
All right, these are your last clues, Quinta. This one's for you.
Okay.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. I know it's Jenny Slate. It's either Jenny Slate on Parks and Rec or Jenny Slate in the Kroll Show sketch. But I want to go with Parks and Rec. It sounds like I heard some John Ralphio back there.
Yeah, you got it. I feel like I want to hear you go on about this, but I just have to say yes. It's used on TikTok when people share like sneaky things they've been up to.
That's a good TikTok. That's a good TikTok.
Yeah.
All right, last question for you, Taylor.
If I can find my old leather.
Dude, we're getting the band back together.
You're the one who sets the bar, the hairdo king, the fashion star. You're fabulous.
I'm fabulous.
You're fabulous.
Oh, I'm fabulous.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I might just have to give this one to Quinta, and she deserves it all, you know?
Is it the underrated Disney hit Phineas and Ferb?
That is correct, Phineas and Ferb, yeah.
Wow, I am
really good show.
Literally friends with the voice of Phineas.
You are.
You're kidding me.
I am literally friends.
Not really? Anymore, Taylor.
Wow.
You just blew it.
Wait, that's hilarious.
We'll have more with Quinta Brunson and Taylor Garon after the break. And if you thought that TikTok game was cool, get ready to have your mind blown with our next game about the periodic table of elements. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.